Hey, honey. Oh, I'm okay. I promise. It's just a small cold. Yeah, I'm all right. I left the window open while I was sleeping, and yeah, this happened, I suppose. No, it's fine. It's fine. I actually just came here to let you know that I was gonna sleep in the other room for tonight, or until I get better, at least. I don't want to risk you getting sick. You don't care. Well, I know that you wouldn't, but still, I care. I don't want to get you sick. It's like the last thing you need right now. You have so much to worry about, and it's just another thing to add onto your plate, so I'd rather not be a burden. Honey. Oh, I know, I know. I'll be sure to take good care of myself, I promise. You want to take care of me? No, it's fine. I can take care of myself. It's no big deal. There you go again, being so protective.
Oh, I know. It's always going to be something that I love about you.
It really is adorable to see you get this way. I mean, remember that time I got a little bump on my knee because I fell? It was no big deal, but you freaked out. You rushed to the freezer and grabbed a frozen pack of carrots.
Even though the ice pack was sitting right next to them. No, I'm not making fun of you. I just thought it was really cute. Oh, and remember that time the restaurant got my order wrong? I was perfectly fine taking it as it is. I didn't want them to make another, but you demanded it.
My girlfriend doesn't like tomatoes, so you better get her one without tomatoes.
You obviously said it in a very nicer way, but I'm just being dramatic.
No, I'm fine. It's just a small cough. My throat has been really dry ever since the morning, so I think I just need some tea. Oh, honey, it's fine, really. I can make my own. Oh, come on, please. Nothing's gonna stop you, huh? Fine. I'll be here. Man, you act as if this is gonna kill me or something. My voice? I mean, yeah, I'm just a little congested. Oh my gosh, don't tell me you're getting emotional. Sweetie, I'm just, it's a small cold. I promise, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not gonna die. Oh, that cough was nothing. Trust me, it's just my throat is dry. It's fine, it's fine, it's okay. I'm still alive. Obviously. Oh my goodness. How am I the one sick, but I'm the one comforting you? It's fine. I'm still here, still alive. I just probably need some orange juice and some medicine. That's it. Oh, honey, you're really sweet. Yeah, thank you for making the tea and stuff. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, the temperature's great. Ah, that tastes good. Yeah, I'm already feeling better already. But again, I'm probably just gonna stay in the other room. I know you want to keep an eye on me, but I can assure you I'll be okay. I promise, pinky promise even. You know me and these, I get serious. Have I ever broken a pinky promise? I don't think so. So don't you worry, I will be alive tomorrow. I know, I shouldn't be laughing. But seriously, I'm okay. Aw, you know what? I gotta tell you something. Let's sit down. No, you're not in trouble. You're fine. What would you be in trouble for? Caring about my well-being? Just sit down. I just wanted to say, ever since
I met you, even before we started dating and stuff, I always saw you as this cool and collected person who had everything together. And to be honest, I was intimidated by you. I know, that's such a weird thing to say, but really, when I first met you, I was really, really intimidated by you. But then you started to open up to me and I realized how soft you were. And of course, that's not a bad thing at all. Everyone, no matter how tough or hard,
pause,
they seem on the outside, they all have a gentle, more softer side to them. A more vulnerable side that they show only a few people. And when you started to show that side to me, I felt honored almost. Like, wow, this person really feels comfortable enough to be like this around me. And then I came to realize that I had feelings for you and you had feelings for me, and then it turned into this little thing we call a relationship. And how long have we been dating now? A few years, really? It's been that long already? Dang, time flies. And you know what? I've come to realize that I want to spend more time with you. More days, more weeks, more months, more years. I want to be there for every moment in your life, the good and the bad. I want to be your biggest cheerleader for any time you succeed at something, and be your comfort when you need it most. I want to be there for all parts of your life, because I want to see you grow into the person that you're going to become. Yes, I'm getting all sentimental, and it's hard when you have snot drooling all over you, but seriously, that's how I feel. Ever since I saw that soft side of you, and ever since you became vulnerable with me, I wanted to take care of you. I wanted to give you everything that you've ever wanted. I wanted to show you my life and see yours. Oh my gosh, I'm getting really poetic. This is like, I don't think I've ever felt this way about anything else. But really, I'm passionate about what we have, and I know we're going to do so many things. And we're going to also experience the same things over and over again. But honestly, I don't think I could ever get used to it. No, I mean, I'm probably going to get sick 100 times over. And every time, I'm going to see that same worried face and determined attitude. And that will never get old for me. It will always be adorable to see you that way. Now, or 20 years down the line. Your little antics will always be so cute. Even when we're old and wrinkly, man, I will always see you as who we are, the love that we share, and the care we have for one another. I'm going to be very honest, I didn't expect to get this sentimental with you, but yeah, that's been on my mind for a few months. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Don't cry. Here. Use my shirt. Use my shirt. There's no napkins. I think we ran out. Well, next time we go grocery shopping, we'll make sure to get some more tissues, okay? Oh, honey, I love you too. I'm fine. Worry about yourself for right now. You're the one with tears coming down your face. Oh, honey. Okay, come here. Give me a hug. I swear, if you get sick, I'm going to be so sad. Do you understand? Then we're going to have to take care of each other. That doesn't sound that bad. I mean, I guess, but still, I don't want you to get sick. It sucks. I mean, I can't smell anything. And my throat's itchy. That stuff is just, you know, it's just annoying. But at least we're going to go through it together. That word, together, makes me feel very happy. You know what? Yeah, we're going to experience a lot of things together. And I guess one of them is getting sick. So if you do get sick, well, I guess that's just that. If you're acting this way now, then you can't blame me if you do get sick. So don't you dare complain to me that you don't like being sick. You knew the consequences. Aw, you're so sweet. Yes, I'm feeling better. Don't you worry. You know what? How about we make some soup together? Since, you know, we're probably gonna be sick together anyway.